And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Thursday released a summary of after-action reports on the U.S. chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan that laid blame on his predecessor, Donald Trump, saying there were no signs that more time, more funds, or more Americans could have fundamentally changed the trajectory. We get more on the story from Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom.
The White House on Thursday released a summary of the after-action reports on the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, laying part of the blame on President Joe Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump.
President Biden inherited a forced presence in Afghanistan of some 2,500 troops, and he inherited a deal struck between the previous administration and the Taliban that called for the complete removal of all U.S. troops by May of 2021, or else the Taliban, which had stopped its attacks while the deal was in place, would go back to war against the United States.
Kirby said the Trump administration was not forthcoming when asked for withdrawal plans, affording little in the way of transition between the administrations.
That was Tamara Lindstrom reporting. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu late Thursday vowed to retaliate after a barrage of rockets from Lebanon added to already simmering tensions in the country. Netanyahu spoke during a meeting of the Security Cabinet assembled to discuss the worsening security situation. Israel's military has said militants in Lebanon fired a barrage of rockets at Israel, forcing people across Israel's northern frontier area into bomb shelters, wounding at least two people and damaging property. Similar tensions in Jerusalem led to an 11-day war between Israel and Hamas in 2021.